being a great physician is more than just about treating patients and more than just about being there for patients. It's also about making sure that patients get the care that they need at an affordable cost. That's just as important as treating a patient.
Our healthcare system is just wrought with inefficiencies, redundancies, and has become increasingly less competitive.
It's three competing problems: access, quality, and cost.
And these are issues that future physicians aren't necessarily equipped to tackle.
Many people would say that healthcare is basically in crisis. And it's become increasingly clear that to solve today's healthcare problems, it's really necessary to bring managerial and leadership skills to healthcare.
Clinicians need to participate in the management of healthcare organizations, and they need to take more of an active role in shaping clinical services.
Cornell is one of the few schools in the entire country to offer accelerated MBAs. Getting an MBA is only additive and complementary to the skills and training that you receive in medical school.
I didn't know the first thing about the business of medicine: clinical productivity, fundraising, budget allocation, creating incentives, supporting innovation, managing people.
People are always complaining about the wait times in emergency rooms. An MBA program, I strongly believe, will really help me understand how to make patients happier and improve the processes of the hospital.
After this 1 year in business school, I have a completely new skill set and a new perspective.
One of the biggest things that I've gained through the MBA program at Cornell is learning how to be a more effective leader, learning how to think strategically.
More and more physicians who are actually out there practicing medicine have been going back to school and getting their management education. But I feel doing it now at this point in my education was ideal.
This program isn't even a year, it's 11 months. And not only that, it's probably about three-fifths the cost of a full two-year MBA.
I hope to stay in academic medicine. I want to stay at a large university teaching hospital, and I hope one day manage a department of surgery.
I'm going to be starting my residency in emergency medicine in July. Students need to understand when they go into medical school that this is an option and something that they should really consider doing, because it can not only generate additional income, hopefully, for them in the future, but it will also help them, more importantly, be effective and better physicians.
The idea of creating this symposium that joined the Johnson School with Weill Cornell, where current and controversial issues that are at the nexus of business and medicine could be explored.
The symposium was an effort to bring the worlds of business and medicine together.
There are going to be members from both academia, from Weill and the various other medical schools in New York City, as well as from Wall Street and industry.
We need to have healthcare that's affordable, accessible, and of high quality. And business is what's going to make that possible.